What will happen is a letter has been drafted and is in the Secretary's office and will be sent out by the Secretary of the Smithsonian to Mrs. Obama, and it will introduce her to the idea of the First Lady's collection and ask if she would be willing to donate something to represent herself in the collection. And he will, of course, remind her that everyone's very interested in her inaugural ball gown. And then we will start to begin to talk to her about donation of that dress, maybe some other materials, and work on getting it on exhibition here. But there, actually, the lag time is anywhere between 6 months and 2 years at the longest.
Oh, my. So let's talk a bit about the significance of this exhibit, why it's important, and what are some of the hot items that you have within the exhibit?
Well, I think in a way, the exhibit in itself is now a tradition at the Smithsonian. It's almost 100 years old. It first went on view in 1914, and the first lady to donate her own inaugural gown to the show was Helen Taft, donated her 1909 gown, which is still on exhibition now. I think people are partly fascinated by clothing on mannequins. We all wear clothes. It's the first impression we have of someone. And we're legitimately interested in the First Lady. She's a very public representative of our country. And we're curious about what she wears and how she comports herself. Most people won't meet the First Lady, but they almost feel as if they've met her and know a little about her when they get to take a look at her clothes and try and I think everyone tries to decide what tease out what hints they can find about her her style, her character, and the style of her husband's administration.
Do you find yourself being placed in the position of being a Mr. Blackwell or a Joan Rivers, critiquing the dresses on the red carpet or the dresses of the first ladies in your case, or do you try to stay away from that sort of thing?
We stay away from that. We're actually I'm not a fashion historian, and the gowns are actually held in the museum's political history collection, so we don't look at them as a fashion retrospective. So much that the collection was started that way, but what it's become over the years is partly a tradition, and partly one of the ways in which we document the First Lady and her time in office. So we look at it more as marking a particular event than necessarily something we're going to do fashion critique.
You had mentioned that by being close to the gown and seeing the gown even on a mannequin, that it may give us a sense of how that administration performed or how that administration functioned. Can you give me a for instance?
We get a sense of whether it was, say, a formal. We look for it for hints. Is this a very formal administration? Was it glamorous? Is it a little more, as with Michelle Obama's dresses yesterday, or is it going to be a au courant? You look at Nancy Reagan's gown, which was very glamorous, old Hollywood glamour, and that was a very formal, very glamorous administration. The Obamas we're looking to this to see if it's going to be a formal administration, a casual administration, a stylish administration.
A Midwestern nuclear family administration.
I mean, we're looking for hints. We're looking for hints in everything. So you have a designer gown paired with J. Crew gloves.
You say that the First Lady in the Taft administration was the first donated piece to
It's a tongue twister, isn't it, almost to say. It's Helen Taft was the first lady to donate her own inaugural gown to the collection.
There you go.
And it is almost a tongue twister. It was her 1909 inaugural gown, and she placed it on exhibit in the collection was started in 1912. By two Washington social leaders, Mrs. Kathy Mason Myers, Julian James, and Rose Gouverneur Hughes, who came up with the idea to start a collection of women's clothing, to document women's clothing from the colonial time to the present, which was then 1912. And Mrs. Hughes was descended from President James Monroe. So the idea of gowns from the First Ladies became a kind of hook in the collection. And as they were trying to interest people in donating, they interested Mrs. Taft, who was the current First Lady, donated her 1909 gown, and it she basically started a tradition, because every First Lady since then who has attended an inaugural ball has donated her inaugural ball gown.
That is precisely my next question. If you ever had a First Lady who was like, you know what, I really kind of want to hold on to this one, or if they've donated something instead of their inaugural ball gown, or maybe in addition to.
We have had a few in additions to. If there has been an inaugural ball, we've received the inaugural ball gown. For some first ladies, for some presidencies, there were no inaugural balls. The Hardings chose not to have one, so we have a different dress for Mrs. Harding. The Coolidges were in mourning for their son, and so there was no inaugural ball. We have a different dress. The Wilsons, there's a period there where they're not large inaugural festivities. Even the Roosevelts, we have three dresses, but those were quieter celebrations, not really balls. Martha Washington that's the oldest dress in the collection, and that dates from the 1780s.
Oh, my. So what is your favorite piece?
Well, you know, it's different days, different dress. I like them all in various ways. I will admit to a great fondness for Helen Taft's dress.